Chapter 6. First Impressions. A few days later, when Dr. Sloper was visiting his sister, Mrs. Almond, he asked her about Morris.
"Lavinia has already asked me about him," Mrs. Almond said. "I told her what I'm going to tell you. I know very little about him."
"Lavinia must have been disappointed. I'm sure she was hoping that Mr. Townsend had a romantic secret in his past," Dr. Sloper said, and they both laughed. They enjoyed making fun of their sister. "But tell me what you do know. He is, after all, the cousin of your daughter's fiancé."
"Well, he's a little over 30, I think," Mrs. Almond said. "He was in the Navy for some time, but left a few years ago when he inherited a small sum of money. He spent it all traveling around Europe. According to Arthur, Morris wants to begin his life seriously now, and he intends to look for work. He's been living with his sister since he returned to New York. She's a widow with 5 children.
"Does she give him money?"
Dr. Sloper asked, suspecting that the answer was yes.
"I've got no idea," Mrs. Almond answered a little impatiently. "Why don't you ask her yourself?"
"Perhaps I will one day, if I see that Mr. Townsend is serious about Catherine," Dr. Sloper answered quietly.
"Lavinia thinks he already is," said Mrs. Almond calmly. "Don't forget, Austin, Catherine is going to be a very rich woman one day."
"I know. At least she has something attractive to offer a man," Dr. Sloper said a little sadly.
"Well, you know, Austin, Catherine's money isn't the only attractive thing about her," said Mrs. Almond. "Catherine's a very pleasant young lady. Men her age may be a little afraid of her because her fancy clothes make her seem older than she really is. A more mature man like Morris can probably see all the good things about her. Perhaps you should give him the benefit of the doubt. Why don't you meet him? You may like him."
Dr. Sloper took his sister's advice and asked Mrs. Pennyman to invite Morris to dinner. Mrs. Pennyman was delighted to give Morris the invitation, and a few days later he came to a small dinner party at the house. Dr. Sloper spoke very little to Morris during the meal, but observed him carefully. When the women went into the living room after dinner, the men stayed at the dining room table to smoke cigars and talk. As the doctor filled up his guests' wine glasses, Morris thought, "It would be wonderful to have a father-in-law with a good wine cellar." Dr. Sloper watched closely as Morris refilled his wine glass several times, smoked his cigar, and spoke about his experiences abroad. "He's very clever," thought the doctor, "and he dresses well. He speaks well, too. But he's much too self-confident, and I don't believe everything he says." Later, Morris and a few of the men joined the women in the living room. Catherine was standing alone near the fire and smiled as Morris approached. Her smile disappeared, however, when Morris said, "Your father doesn't like me at all. I can feel it. Ask him, and you'll see that I'm right."
"If there's a possibility that you're right, I'd rather not ask him, because I never contradict him," said Catherine.
"So you wouldn't defend me if he criticized me?" said Morris.
"He doesn't know you well enough to criticize you," Catherine answered, but as Morris looked at her incredulously, she suddenly felt very confused and said quickly, "I won't even mention you."
"I would like it better if you said, 'I don't care what my father thinks of you,'" Morris said.
"I can't say that because it isn't true. I do care what he thinks," Catherine exclaimed.
Morris looked at Catherine for a moment and smiled slightly. She didn't notice the impatience in his eyes as he said,
"Well then, I hope that I can make him like me."
Just then, Dr. Sloper and the other men came into the room. Catherine asked Morris to sing a few songs, and when he had finished, everyone told him how beautifully he had sung. Mrs. Pennyman said that it was artistic, and even Dr. Sloper said that his voice was very impressive, although Catherine noticed her father's sarcastic tone. As Morris was leaving, he said to Mrs. Pennyman, "Dr. Sloper doesn't like me at all."
"Why is that important?" asked Mrs. Pennyman with a bright smile.
You always say the right thing, said Morris gratefully as he walked out of the door.